Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're going to learn more about a community event center in Astoria, Oregon, a rare gem, a jewel under the radar a little bit, the Astoria Armory, an incredibly historic and fabulous building offering programs that you may not know about. In the studio today, I have Robin Kustik. Robin is the Astoria Armory Community Director. Hi, Robin.
Hi. Good morning.
I'm very glad you're here.
Thank you.
And we'll find out more about what you do in a little bit. And then I also have Sean Fitzpatrick. Sean is the Vice President of the Astoria Armory Board. He's a founding board member of the Astoria Armory. He'll be giving us some history on the Armory. Hi, Sean.
Good morning, Donna.
Very happy to have you in the studio.
Good to be here.
Before we talk about the Astoria Armory, let's learn a little bit about each of you. So, Robin, please tell the listening audience about yourself.
Okay, well, my name is Robin Kustik, and I'm originally from Southern California. I moved here about 6 years ago, and I started working for the Astoria Armory Community Center about 4.5 years.
And your background has been in, we've done roller derby, you've done all kinds of interesting things.
Oh, yes. It's a fun town. I've been everything from a bartender doing roller derby to the executive director of the Astoria Armory.
And as the executive director, you book events and you work with programs, and we'll find more about that later. Yep. So this is a big change for when you move from Southern California here, and how do you love Astoria? How do you like Astoria?
I love Astoria. I feel the quality of life is a lot more achievable in this area. Southern California, it's fun, it has great weather, but it's very crowded, and quality of life isn't as easy to grab as it is in Astoria.
Yes, I think a lot of people are raising families here and really happy about it. I've noticed a lot more young people coming here, too. It's not just for retirees. There are a lot of people who want this small-town atmosphere and all the vibrancy that goes on here.
It's great to see people raising families here again.
Yes, absolutely. And I even noticed that on the streets, visitors, there are a lot more families with children coming, I think. So, and Sean Fitzpatrick, please tell us about yourself.
Sure. I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. And my family has had a ranch here since the end of the World War II. And we would come up and visit every year, and I would spend my summers here. And I just decided that Astoria was the place I wanted to be. I've always been interested in real estate, and so that has been my career. Always wanted to wind up here, and we did. And now managing different properties here, seeing the armory sitting vacant. In real estate, they always say highest and best use. I didn't think that storage was the highest and best use of the armory. Really wanted to see something happening there, and glad that we've had that opportunity.
Absolutely. And, you know, Sean, I have to brag a little bit about you because I've known you for many years now, and you are a force for great good in this community. You're not only on the Planning Commission, you own the Illahi Apartments, you and your wife, Anne, do a great deal for the community, and you and Anne, along with Chef Holland, have just purchased the JCPenney building, which you are now creating as a marketplace. So why don't you just talk a teeny bit about some of that?
Sure. The JCPenney building, it was very unfortunate when they chose to close that store. It was a profitable store. There was no reason for it to be closed other than bad corporate decisions. Chris and I, Chef Holland and I, looked at that and thought about what could be done there. When we had the opportunity to move forward on it, we did. Recently closed, we now own it and have started some work on the interior. Our design crew is finishing up, so our construction crew will be able to get started soon here. In the meantime, we did an open house. We always want to make sure that people are aware of what we're doing there. We haven't papered the windows so that people can see our progress, not much lately, but it is getting there. And we've had 4 displays now in the front window, front windows, and hopefully you'll go by and check it out what has been done there recently. Beautiful display for the Liberty Theater.
And maybe just give a brief vision. I know this is a program about the Astoria Armory, however, which is an incredible old building built in 1942, John Wick's and all that. But JCPenney building is also terrific. So just tell us what your vision is for JCPenney in case
folks
don't
know. We're calling it the Astoria Oregon Marketplace. We will have 4 restaurants, micro restaurants with the Hood and Fan. Chris is going to have taps in there, and then we'll have some other food venues as well for grab and go, that sort of thing. The mezzanine, we would love to see retail or some sort of activity in there. And the basement is definitely a place for activity.
That's great. So if you're listening to this and you have an idea and want to be involved with the JCPenney building, you can reach Sean Fitzpatrick. What's the best way for people to reach you, Sean?
My office, the Illihi Apartments.
Okay.
I believe we're listed as Wecoma Partners Limited.
Wecoma Partners, which is W-E-C-O-M-A?
Correct.
Okay. Excellent. Well, you two are involved with the Armory. Let's hear the history of the Astoria Armory. It's a very big building, and a lot of people, it's just under the radar for them. They don't know what's happening, though. So let's hear about the history of the Astoria Armory, and then we'll hear about how you all got involved.
Sure. So midpoint, when it was being used as storage by the Columbia River Maritime Museum, they apparently didn't want people to know it was there, which makes sense. So it's kind of faded into the background. There is no identification on it. And we have people who work at the hospital drive by it every day and ask, where is the armory? Or does that place still exist? Yes, it does. The armory was built in 1942, and it was a joint venture between the federal, state of Oregon, county of Clatsop, and city of Astoria. And each had to put up a certain amount of money to make this happen. And so for the county to come together and put that money together, for the city to come together and put that money together, they did it. And it was used as the USO. They had shows there. They had it was adjacent to the Officers Club, which was had been City Hall and is now the History Museum. But it was used for entertainment. People could goof off there. There were rooms on the side, which are now being used for Robbins groups and programs. For entertaining on a smaller scale, and then again the large scale. It was used as the gym for the high school for a number of years. The basketball games were played there. The basement was used as the National Guard Armory to store their vehicles and do target practice. It was used as kind of what we're doing here. It was used as a public venue. They had auto shows, they had home shows, there was apparently a circus there, all sorts of history to a point, and then nobody really knows. We've gone through the Historical Society, we've looked in the paper, we've done what we can, and there's just kind of this blank, don't know much about it. Eventually it became a church and then was owned by the Maritime Museum for storage. The basement was set up very nicely for storage, climate controlled. Very secure. The main level, unfortunately, was used to just store junk.
And the main level is stunning. You have that incredible roof, which was designed in Holland, I think.
The lamella, correct. Designed for acoustics. It was very unfortunate to see it just storing stuff and being littered with pigeon droppings and so on, pigeons getting in through the broken windows. So when we had the opportunity, Jake, wrangled me and Robin and a couple others into turning it into something more than it had been. Robin and I both shoveled a lot of pigeon droppings, cleaned up broken glass, moved cardboard and broken desks and broken ceiling fans and a lot of broken stuff out of the armory. We were given the keys on Friday, June 6th, and I remember that date, 2014, because on Sunday, June 8th, not only did we have children roller skating in there, but while we were painting the lobby, I got notice that my granddaughter had been born.
Oh.
So that date will always stick with me.
Yes.
But on June 8th, backing up to June 6th, we were given the keys, and Robin and I and a small group started shoveling the place out, making it ready for the work crew that was going to come in on Sunday. And on Sunday, June 8th, we had, we thought we were going to get maybe 20. We had 40-something people show up.
Mm-hmm.
The late Greg Neuenhoff was extremely helpful to us that morning.
It's a one-of-a-kind building. I mean, you don't have a building of this size. And it's solid, and the floors are beautiful, and the bleachers are beautiful. It's beautiful.
And that was the nice thing, was that regardless of the damage on the periphery, that gym floor was in pretty good shape. There are a couple of ripples, and if you skate, you notice it. But it was in great shape, and thrilled to be able to have people skating. And was it June 23rd?
27th.
June 27th. So about 3 weeks later, we had our first roller derby in there.
So you got up and running, Robin.
Yes. Well, I was just going to say the amount of work that Sean and I put in. I actually slept there two nights. I was so exhausted. But we just the amount of work. And we didn't know each other. We were just introduced by Jake, of course. And so just getting these keys and then all of a sudden just having to work together and make it.
Putting in 40-hour weeks.
Right.
Cleaning it up, getting it ready.
Experience.
Right. Well, it's true. I mean, Robert Jacobs is a visionary. He saw that this was not being utilized as a community center. And that's really what it is. It's a community and events center right now.
Correct.
And when you go to the website, which is AstoriaArmory.com, you will see incredible photos from the old days. I mean, great historical photos of how it was used. Because so now you have a website, you have Friends of the Armory has been established. You have a working group, you have a working board. You're the vice president of the board. Who else is on the board?
Correct. So Mike Davies is our current president. We also have Bruce Jones, a past president. Tessa Scheller has recently joined. Dan Stein has been with us for quite a while. Greg Peterson, Sarah Bunce, and myself.
That's excellent. So you have a board. You are the full-time community events director.
Correct.
And so the building had great bones. It's gorgeous. You recognize that. So since 2014 now, you have been renovating. You've been getting grants. You have volunteers coming in and programs. And I think it's still under the radar. I think a lot of people don't really know what's happening at the Armory. So anything else you want to talk about the history of it, Sean? Are we moving now into kind of today?
I'd like to have Robin tell us about her programs.
Yes, Robin. Let's talk about now what's happening at the Astoria Armory.
Well, we have quite a few programs. We try to always offer our programs for we're trying to make sure they're free to all of our community. So with that comes a lot of creativity. And being the only employee, it gets pretty interesting. We have an amazing group of volunteers. I just want to put that out there. Marco Davis and Amanda Adams keep that place going. But we have a program I really want to talk about. It's called the Just Ask Program. It's relatively new. We've been doing it for about 6 months. We provide nutritious food on skate nights. All you have to do is ask for the meal. We don't charge for it. And right now we're feeding about 30 kids every Friday night. And on Saturday nights, we're looking about the same. So that's 60 kids every week we get a feed.
So are there – okay, so the ongoing program is every Friday night there's a community skate night. Is it every Friday night and every Saturday night?
Starting September 15th, we go back to Friday and Saturdays. In the summer, we only have Fridays because we can't compete with the sunshine.
That's right. Everybody's busy at the beach and doing other things. Okay, so starting September 15th, there will be open skate night on Friday night and Saturday night at the Armory.
Correct.
Which is so much fun. Kids love to roller skate.
Oh, absolutely.
And adults.
And adults.
Some adults.
Okay. Okay.
That's true.
All right. So those programs are happening. And the Just Ask program is to provide food for some of the kids who are showing up for those events.
Yeah. We've noticed a lot of kids pulling bags of popcorn out of trash cans or eating off of people's,
discards plates. Yeah. Or something. Yeah.
So with good conscience, that was really something that we had to fix. And Sean actually got to witness that program, and your mind was pretty blown when you saw kids eat salad with no salad dressing.
I saw a salad sitting, and it said, free salad, just ask. And I thought, I guess someone must have ordered a salad and didn't pick it up, or someone, I wasn't sure. So I asked around, and I said, so what's with the salad? And I turned around, and all these kids are sitting at the table eating the salad. Was it Greek chicken salad?
Something like that, yeah.
And so Robin explained the program to me. I hadn't known about it.
Right. That's wonderful.
That's
a real heart of service to really provide to, when there's hunger and you see a need and you're able to fill that.
Yeah, there's another program I'm super proud of. It's called KIDS. It stands for Kindness, Involvement, and Direction. Right now we have a waiting list. We have 75 kids that want to volunteer their time to better their community and the community center. So they get to volunteer on skate nights, whether it's being a skate guard or working at the skate counter. They get their little, lanyards with their names on it, and they're required to help clean up at the end of the night. They're part of their participation. I did not think that program was going to be as successful as it is, but I love the idea of young people getting involved as a volunteer. You know, from the I have my youngest is 5 years old that volunteers every Friday night.
It's just, you're teaching super... Yes, that's so valuable. So he's learning community service right away at the age of five.
Yeah, yeah.
So opportunities for young people to volunteer.
Absolutely.
And they can people can reach you. If someone's listening to this program and they say, oh, I want my young person to be involved with the Armory and to volunteer for some of these events, they can just reach out to you, and your contact information is on the Astoria Armory website.
Correct.
Well, that's and great. We also have a Facebook page, and they can do a message or leave a message on the Facebook page.
Oh, that's great. Good, good. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today in the studio, we are talking about the Astoria Armory, a real jewel, a community and event center. It's on Exchange between 16th and 17th. A lot of people might be driving by. It doesn't have a lot of signage, and they might not even know about that building and what goes on there. So today we're talking with Robin Kustik. She is the Astoria Armory Community Director in charge of programs. And then Sean Fitzpatrick is the Vice President of the Astoria Armory Board. He is a founding board member, so has been involved since the very beginning. We've been talking about the history of the Armory, and now we're talking about some of the programs that they offer. I also want to mention it is Pledge Drive. We know that during public affairs programs, people are typically listening, and it's not always the time that people call in. However, if this is your moment, this is your opportunity, and you want to support Coast Community Radio and the public affairs programming here, please make that phone call. We're really looking for new members. For $5 a month, you can get a pint glass or a whale mug, $10 a long sleeve t-shirt. We would love to get some business memberships. It's $150 a year for business memberships. Or today, this is our 35th anniversary, KMUN's 35th anniversary. So for $35 a month, that would really help us continue this programming, helping create the vibrancy and communication in this community, which we all need. So thanks for calling in and becoming a member, 503-325-0010. There are people here waiting for your call. And thank you for supporting us and public affairs programming.
Wow, twist my arm, Donna. Okay. Why don't we do a business membership for Astoria Oregon Marketplace?
That's awesome. Yay. Well, look at that. We just have a brand new business member now, the Astoria Oregon Marketplace. Yes, thank you. And so now let's get back to the Astoria Armory and the programs that are being offered on a continual basis. And then you also have an event coming up. So let's hear more about the programming that's going on at the Astoria Armory.
Sure. So we have a children's roller derby every Saturday. The goal with this is to teach sportsmanship and teamwork and then the sport. It's co-ed, and we have kids from the age of 5 to about 13. Let's see. We have our anti-bullying program. That is definitely a very needed program. We teach kids how to articulate that they're being bullied, but also not become bullies themselves, which is pretty common. We have a professor of psychology who helps with a lot of the curriculum. Sorry, I can't talk today. And then we have our skate nights, which are very, I would say, moderately priced for an activity. It's for 4 hours of skating. It's $3 to get admission and $3 skate rental. We also rent out the birthday room, which is really popular.
So, yes, I would think birthday parties for kids with mm-hmm. roller skating. Yeah. And so you have all kinds of skate sizes, and you have families, I think, coming in too, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, but then if it's just for kids' events, like, is there a listing on the website of the programs? Like, let's say the anti-bullying program, when does that happen?
So that's kind of as needed. We were doing actual groups, but we found it's easier for anyone who is being bullied to talk one-on-one with either one of our counselors or or one of the volunteers that run the program.
So you're responsive to the community's needs. You're looking at what these young people need. And
Absolutely.
So it's an opportunity for families to come together and skate on Fridays and Saturday nights, and also an opportunity for kids to go and be with other kids doing these things, and again, volunteer opportunities.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you have an event coming up on September 8th. What is that?
That is the United Way kickoff. It's great. We have about 25 different agencies. We're going to hopefully be doing a block party outside. You get tons of information about your local agencies. We have games, arts and crafts. I believe there's going to be a rock climbing wall. The armory will be open for free roller skating. I believe the gymnasium Infinity Gymnastics across the street is going to open their doors for an open house. So it should be a really fun day.
And that's all day Saturday. Like, what are the hours on Saturday, September 8th?
I want to say it's from 10 to 2.
Okay. All right. So that's coming right up September 8th.
You can go to the United Way of Clatsop County website to verify those times.
Right. And that'll tell us all that we need to know. The other thing I think a lot of people don't realize is that you are renting out the Armory for weddings, for trade shows, for business meetings, for balls, for any number of things. So tell us who's renting the space and what are people doing?
We have a pretty diverse clientele, I would say. We just had the Tuna Classic this weekend, which was a great event. I would say for on both Friday and Saturday, there was about 300-400 people that attended. We pretty much do it all.
Right.
I mean, we've had some interesting events in the building. We've had concerts all the way to people renting it for private parties. Christmas time, we get a lot of local businesses that want to treat their employees to a fun night of roller skating, so on. So really, it can be used for anything. It's such a gigantic, dynamic space that it could be transformed into any event.
What is this?
We are the largest space of this type in Astoria. Great space, tall ceilings, and good. It's large enough. It was turned into a sound stage in late April, early May.
Correct.
For a movie that was being filmed locally. Interesting watching the people from Hollywood taking over and filming a scene in the space.
So Hollywood has discovered the Astoria Armory, and yet a lot of folks in the Columbia Pacific region don't know about it yet. So that's why we're doing this program, because there are ways for you to engage with the Astoria Armory. Not only is it a community and events center, which you could rent for an anniversary, a wedding, a business meeting, but there are volunteer opportunities for children and for adults.
Correct.
To be
yes.
involved.
Yes. So being the only employee, having volunteers for me is priceless, but also for the building to flourish. Our volunteers are extremely dedicated. Most of them have been with us for, I would say, anywhere between 4 to, now. I mean, Amanda Adams is one of the, I really want to give her some credit. She volunteers every Friday and Saturday night. Every weekend.
It's
incredible.
I actually read about her. She was profiled in the Daily Astorian a while ago. And one of the things that I think the Armory offers that, I mean, there are many ways to volunteer in this community, for sure. One of the things that I think people need more of is joy and happiness and to be able to volunteer at a place where children are having fun. Families are having fun. I mean, the news gets so grim, and we need an antidote to that. So to have a space where it's safe and it's beautiful and it's fun for people to be together, I mean, that really is important for our health and well-being on every level.
Yeah. The one I really enjoy watching the diversity in the Armory, seeing that everyone is feeling accepted and welcome, whether it's a size difference or the color of your skin or your age, that everyone is welcome, everyone is accepted, and everyone is allowed to have fun and do their thing, And I that's the best part, I think, personally.
Well, Sean, you've been involved since the very beginning. So you've seen and there are more renovations happening right now.
Correct.
So Robin, have we pretty much covered most of the programs that are ongoing right now?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about the program. So, Sean, what does the future look like and what's going on right now?
Well, if someone hasn't been there in the last couple of months, they will be really impressed when they see the new lobby. We have virtually completed the remodel there. It does not look like it did when we got the keys 4.5 years ago. It does not look like it did 3 months ago. It's coming along. The ADA restroom is nearing completion, and we'll be thrilled to have that done, and that's right there in the lobby. The flooring has been put down. The paint is done. We've got a new bar, eating bar. Looks very different. Looks great. And we're heading in that direction on the rest of the building as well. We do have some grants that are allowing us to complete the renovations of the existing restrooms. It would be nice to have that done. And taking care of some of the issues that we've had with the acoustics. The cement wall along the west side, which is adjacent to the museum there, was not intended to be exposed as it is right now. There were wooden bleachers there before with people sitting there. That helps to absorb the sound. With the exposed concrete there, it messes with the acoustics. So we are working with that. We've had some very generous donations, both of time and money, to help us figure out what to do to counter the issues with the acoustics there. So that's being done. But we're also getting windows replaced, stairs put on the back, so that we can have the larger audience groups in there. Right now, our capacity is about 750. We'll be able to go up to 3,000 when we have all the exits working again.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. I know. I mean, I know Jake used to say, you know, Deep Purple was there. Let's get these big, old, wonderful concerts there, because it is an incredible concert hall. And that's what you're working on now. And you're a 501c3.
Correct.
So that's you're accomplishing all of this with grants and with generous donations from people in the community who see the value of the Astoria Armory. So we only have a few minutes left, and I want to give each one of you an opportunity to say anything else to the audience that perhaps we didn't talk about the Astoria Armory. Again, I think a lot of folks drive by it and really don't know what's there. So we're trying to shine that light on the Armory right now and let people know that there's something there for everybody. So, Robin, any last things that you'd like the listening audience to know?
No, I just want to remind everyone that we have our Friday night skate night coming up, and also just thank our community for all the support that they give us, and encourage anyone who wants to volunteer to come volunteer at the Astoria Armory.
And Robin, I want to also compliment you, because I remember when you were hired, and because I also fell in love with the Armory when I saw it. Even in the state with the pigeon droppings and all that, you could see the gem it was shining through. And you have really responded to community needs. You're very attuned to what young people want. And I just want to give you some kudos for what you've done to create some of these programs.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. That's important. And you're a parent yourself, and you see what people need. And how terrific that your five-year-old's volunteering.
Not my five-year-old, but yes.
Okay, a five-year-old is
volunteering. Five-year-old, yes.
Okay. All right. And, Sean, any last things you'd like the listening audience to know about the Astoria Armory?
Well, again, we have to recognize our volunteers. We can't run without them, and we've had a good group of volunteers. In listening to this, Robin has had three or four different titles just on this show here. It's hard to pin a label on her, because she does everything. And we couldn't survive without Robin's efforts. She's been just fantastic. And what we have going on there is largely due to her efforts and the volunteers that she has brought in and organized. So I would say that we have to give credit where it's due.
Yes, and also we're going to put a call out right now for more volunteers, you know, young people. I mean, it's fun, and you are helping our community when you volunteer at the Astoria Armory.
Absolutely, and thank you, Sean.
Yeah.
So, Robin, if someone comes by on a Friday afternoon, maybe before the rush, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, they can talk with you about volunteer opportunities, or if they happen to see the doors open and see you around?
Absolutely. Or you can call me directly at 503-791-6064.
If you missed that, go to our Facebook page, and we do have the private messaging there. You can reach us on the Facebook page.
I would encourage all of you to check out the Astoria Armory and go to either their website or their Facebook page and stop in and see the brand new lobby and participate in this gem. And again, it's a great event space to also utilize for, you know, again, weddings, business meetings, whatever. It's terrific. So thank you both so much, Sean,
for
the Astoria Armory, a great community and event center, and Robin. And my gratitude to Joanne. Thank you for being the engineer today. And many thanks to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Thank you all for supporting Public Affairs. Thank you for supporting KMUN. I trust that you all will be calling throughout the day and becoming a member of the Coast Community Radio family. Thank you so much. And until next week, find a moment for yourself today, right now. Take a deep breath. It is so good for body, mind, and spirit. It's a healing thing to do. And then focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that aren't going well, but focus on those things that are. And then with gratitude, give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can. Everyone really is. And for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.